What? How was it? Why does my head hurt so much? Where the fuck am I?
Becky? Is that you I hear?
Hope, where are you? What's happening here? Where are we?
I don't know. I just woke up in here a few minutes ago.
Why am I chained? Hey, what the fuck's going on here? Hope, do you have one of those metal collars around your neck too?
Yeah, just my neck though, but what the fuck? Did we just get abducted?
I don't get it. Yo, what the freak is this thing?
You're talking about the bot, right? So there's one in your room, too?
I'm not freaking out about the boat, Hope. His cock is what's scaring me. Something this huge shouldn't even exist. Even my mom could never take this thing in. It's not alive, right? I don't like where this is going. If this thing starts to move, I swear.
No way. You don't think whoever abducted us is planning on raping our poor little cunts, right?
Hope. I'm scared.
Don't worry, Becky. We'll find a way to get out of here. Becky, look! The TV!
Hello
Who
there.
the fuck are you? Let's just go now.
Oh, someone's pretty lively today.
Do you fucking know who my dad is? As soon as we get out, you're gonna get a maximum sentence. You hear me?
Well. Seems like you two don't know your place yet. Still think you're above everyone, do you?
Duh! Who the fuck do you think you're talking to?
Of all the girls to abduct, you sure fucked up this time.
Oh, I do know you pretty well.
Huh?
Becky, top of your class. Revered as the sexiest girl in your college. With those massive tits and dreamy ass of yours. You enjoy guys lusting all over you. You love teasing them and making them think you have any chance of getting close to you. But even with all that, you're still a little virgin, craving for the day you'll get finally manhandled by some huge, handsome man.
That's not. Who the fuck are you, anyway?
Hope, Becky's best friend. Your dad's a cop, and you've been spoiled by him and your mother since you were a kid. Petite, tight, blonde, with small boobs, acts as an innocent little girl. But you enjoy being lusted over even more than Becky. Also a virgin.
Shut up! You really think just knowing about us makes you safe? You fucking pathetic degenerate.
Now, why don't we lower the tone a little bit? I'm sure you don't want me to activate your little friends, right?
Those things can actually move?
Don't worry, I'm sure she's just bluffing.
Well, you'll get to see that for yourself soon enough. As for why you're here, why don't we lower the walls first?
Huh?
You? Is this you're doing? Is this some kind of twisted revenge for bullying you?
Ugh. I knew we should have busted your balls when we got the chance, you fucking loser.
You knew very well you had no chance whatsoever, but you still confessed to me. That's your fault for being so pathetic.
I swear we'll destroy your life the moment we get out of here.
Oh, sweeties. It's not his fault you're here.
Well, why the fuck is he here then?
To assist me with your punishment, of course.
Our punishment?
You two have been very bad girls. Always acting so superior to your peers. Bullying left and right and seeing no problem whatsoever in what you're doing. It's time someone finally puts you two back in your place. Don't you think? And this little guy will help me do just that.
This loser? You really think this piece of crap has the courage to do anything to us?
Yeah, right. This dude's so pathetic that he peed his pants right in front of us the other day.
Enjoy laughing while you can. You won't have any energy left to do so when he's done with you.
You're not being serious, right? Is this some kind of joke? Is this a prank?
You've got really bad taste.
I think it's time I explained the rules.
Still going on with the bluffing?
Go on. A Dipsy's pathetic loser could even scare us.
The one you call loser will actually be your master from now on. And you too will be his little obedient puppies. How does that sound?
As if.
Oh, it seems like you still don't believe me. I guess I'll have to make your situation a little more clear to you.
Go on.
Now, boy, why don't you just sit back? Stroke your cock slowly and enjoy the show like a good little boy. That's right. Good boy. But remove their clothes.
No! Stay the fuck back! Stay away from me!
What the fuck are those? No! Stay away from... Don't fucking grab me! No! That's my shirt!
Hey! You'll have to pay for that! Don't fucking grab me! Hey, no! Those are private!
My panties! Don't touch my freaking panties, you fucking piece of junk!
Hey, loser! Don't you fucking look at me like that! No, 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 no. Drop me. Stop it.
Resisting is useless, sweeties. Just let them strip you naked for the time being.
I can't.
Hope, did yours get you?
Yeah, he fucking did. That fucking robot junk ripping my clothes off like that. I guess yours got you too?
Yeah, right now I'm just trying to cover myself so this moron stops looking at me like that while stroking his fucking cock.
Stop looking at us like that.
I always knew you were just a fucking pervert.
So what now, Miss Announcer? You got what you wanted? You just exposed two girls, fully naked in front of their pathetic victim. Can we fucking go now?
So we could start the real fun. Plus, covering your body like that doesn't really count. Come on, at least give him a little peek.
Huh? What do you mean? No fucking way.
Don't worry, I was just joking. About the peeking part, I mean. Anyway, I'll need you to stay silent while I explain the rules. Understood? Now, for the real fun. First of all, when I'm done speaking, a timer will start. I won't tell you exactly how much time, though.
A timer for what?
And when you two run out of time, your little metal friends will reactivate. But this time, they won't be so gentle.
If you can call that gentle.
Oh, compared to that, it certainly was. Their massive cock isn't just for show. When the time runs out, this massive dick is going inside of you.
No fucking way, that will never fit. You can't. I'm still a virgin, that would have hurt like hell.
That's the whole point, sweetie. Don't worry. With enough force and lube, anything will fit in there.
No, that can't.
So how can we avoid this? That's the whole point of this game, isn't it?
Well, at least someone is eager to play. That's where your master enters the game. The only way to deactivate the robots is this boy's cum. So whoever manages to make him cum within the time limit and scan some on the pad beside you will be able to shut down one robot. Seems fair, right?
Nope, never. You're letting cat dirty my hands with this loser's cock, yeah, right?
Well, it's him. Or the bot. And I can assure you, the bot won't take it easy on you. Make your choice.
So let's say I make him come. Can't we share it and that'll deactivate both bots?
Sadly for you, it has to be a different load. One ejaculation, one robot turned off. Okay?
So, basically, you want us to fight for his cum? We can't fight for that, right, Hope?
Don't forget, you're still chained. You won't be the ones jumping on him. He could very well decide to stay in his chair until the end and watch you get destroyed by these huge cocks.
So, how do we win?
You'll have to entice him. Beg for him. Please, please, Master. Give me your cum. Anything goes.
Yeah, right. You know that's not happening, right, Hope?
I think we should do it.
What the fuck are you talking about? This loser? Don't tell me you're really planning on going along with this?
Well, if it's between him or getting my cunt teared open by this massive thing...
You do you. I won't beg for shit.
All right. Time for the game to start. Counter begins. Have fun, sweetie.
Don't. Hey. I don't know if I'll actually make you come, but could you please come here? I just want to get a closer look. That's all.
That good old shy and innocent act, huh? Never knew you'd get so low. He's all yours.
Please don't let me wait like that. I'll even call you master. Please, master. I know my place. I'm not as stupid as Becky. I know my place.
Hope, that's just rude.
At least. I sure know I'd prefer you over this massive robot, master. So please, master, come here. Please. I beg you.
Really now?
Yes, please. That's it. Just get closer to me. Little Hope will make you feel so good. I swear. Dude? That's a bit too close, dude. No, I mean, never mind. It's not my place to say such things to you, master. So, this is a cock, huh? Never seen one so up close. I've seen my share of dick pics, though, but master's pretty big. I saw you stroking your cock earlier. Is that how you make yourself feel good? Should Little Hope do it for you?
Ah, come on, surely you're not really... yuck, gross, but... ah, it is pretty hot.
Is this all right, master? Am I doing a good job stroking your cock? Is this enough to make you come? Little Hope has never touched a cock before. This is her very first time. So please tell me how to make you feel good. Becky, what are your fingers doing between your thighs? Are you really touching yourself right now? Oh, someone is looking pretty horny.
I'm just touching myself because, anyway, it doesn't matter. It's not like I think all this situation is pretty hot or anything, but, I'm not stopping.
All right. I'm not gonna stop you. So, master, how my mouth? Well, I can try. Does licking here feel good? Inside my mouth? Are you sure? Okay. Are you starting to feel good? Will you please, please come for me, master?
Half the time is gone! Better make him come soon. Looks like someone's more likely to win right now. Better do your best to win, or these robots will be the ones taking care of you.
Fine, I can't fucking believe I'm doing that. I'll call you master too. So please come over here so I can take care of your cock too.
Looks like he's already pretty satisfied with your friend. It's gonna take more than that.
I can suck on it too. Please. I'm scared of what this robot will do to me. I can't. Oh, come on. I'm already touching myself for you. Will my mouth not be enough? Oh, come on, please. I'll even give you my pussy. Oh, you like some? Well, look, little Becky is getting on her hands and knees for you, master. Please just breathe me like a good little slut. I need your cum. Please just use my little virgin condom already all white for you, look.
Hey, get back here. Please, master.
That's it. Yeah, get closer to Becky's pussy, yes.
That's not fair, Becky. He was just about to come too. I could feel him twitching. But I can't believe you'd actually give him your virginity just like that.
That's it, huh? Don't press so hard against my opening. It's slow. Ouch, gentle. Please be gentle with me, master. I've never had something other than my fingers inside me. It hurts.
Master, I'll give you my pussy too, please. I need your cum. Why don't you fuck mine instead, please?
It hurts so much, but it feels so fucking good.
There's not much time left. Do your best, sweetie.
Come back here. I'll give you my cum, too. Just please give me your cum. Mine is tighter than hers, I promise. Breed me, please. Breed my small cunt and shoot all your cum inside me, master. I need it. I'm begging you.
So fucking deep. So hard. So fucking good.
Don't make me beg even more, please. Little Hope is on her hands and knees, waving her cunt left and right. Look just how wet I am for you. Just please fuck me instead.
I'm coming. Oh God, I'm coming.
Come here. Look, Hope is touching her small opening for you. Please use me and make yourself feel good with my cunt, master.
Is that your cock? I feel twitching in there. I think he's coming. That's it. Feel my small pussy.
Master, no! Leave some for me. Leave some for Little Hope's pussy.
So hot. Yes, God, just like that. It comes there so much. Already done. Get off of me, you perv. There we go. And that's can successfully. Yes, take that, bitch. I can't believe I just did that.
Master, come here, fast. There's still some time to fuck mine, too. Just hurry up and fuck my tight little cunt, please. Oh, finally, yes. Press it against. Just. Oh, ouch, ouch, ouch. Slow, please. Oh, that's it. Yeah, fill me up. Breed my pussy. Little Hope's cunt is all yours. Just please breed me. It really hurts, but please pound it even harder. Fill me up as fast fast as you can.
Time is up. Stop moving.
No, 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 I can't. Please, please come, please. No, no, no. This can't be happening.
Glad my act actually worked.
Oh, boy. I know her pussy feels really good, but please, step back so we can get into the punishment. So, time for the punishment, right? Robot, you know what to do.
Hey, is this a mistake? Why is mine moving? Hope's robot is staying still. What's happening?
Oh, sweetie. Bad luck for you. I never said your slot deactivated your robot. Just one at random. Yours is still fully functional.
Huh? Hey, wait, you can't... What did I do all this for then?
Well, at least you're not a virgin anymore. So maybe it won't hurt as bad.
Becky!
No, no, no! Get away from me! Get the fuck away from me! No! Drop me! Don't hurt my legs, please. Just let me go. No! Get that cock away from me. Stop pushing it against my pussy like that. That's never gonna fit. No. Don't push it harder. It hurts so much. Please stop.
No. Becky.
Don't worry, sweetie. He's just going to stretch her a bit. But maybe you should start sucking on your master's cock, just in case I decide to activate yours too.
Yes, okay.
No, I'm coming.
You come so good, master.
Please drop me.
Becky, are you all right?
Thank you, Fields. Really good.
Congratulations! You're all free to go.
Our collars! We're free!
Woohoo!
I'll open the doors for you. Stay good now, okay?
Alright, let's get the hell out of here.
Hey, loser!
Didn't really think we'd let you escape after class, did you?
Oh, after all we went through together, I'd at least like a little goodbye.
We're thinking about doing it in the locker room today. You're in, right?
I was hoping you could eat me out this time.
Don't worry. I'll suck you dry while you're at it. All right, let's go.